So first of all, I offer my respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of our spiritual masters, Nitlai Shivan Bhaktivedan Shri Narayan Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev, Nitlai Shivan Bhaktivedan Shri Vaman Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev, the entire Rupana Gauriya Guru Varga, and to all guardians and to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So today on this most blessed occasion, Shri Rupa Goswami Sthirobhav, Gauridas Pandit Sthirobhav, Govindas Pandit Sthirobhav, with the causeless mercy of Shri Guru and Vaishnavas, try offering a few words of Pushpanjali at the lotus feet of these near and dear associates of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shri Raghunath Das Goswami has glorified Shri Rupa Goswami in his pranam mantras. Adadanastram tantairidam yache punapuna Shrimatrupa padambo Shrimatrupa padambo Duli Shama Janma Janmani. That with clasping straw in my teeth, I offer my pranams at his lotus feet, life after life. And Kavi Karnapur Goswami has glorified him as Priya Swarupe, Daita Swarupe, Prema Swarupe, Sajabirupe, Nijanurupe, Prabhureka Rupe, Tathanurupe, Savilasarupe. That in all ways he is near and dear to Mahaprabhu. He is the abode of love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He resembles the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabhureka Rupe. And then he shares the same mood as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is to bestow Unnatojjala Ras to everyone. And then, as we know, Narottam Thakur has glorified him as Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam, as the Manobhishta Sansthapak, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's innermost heart's desire. What even Rupa Manjari cannot give, Rupa Goswami has given, beginning from the very basics. Like what is Vaidhi Bhakti has explained. Yatra raga navoptatat, yatra raga navoptatat, yatra raga navoptatat, Vaidhi Bhaktir. Shasane vaiva shastrasya sa Vaidhi Bhaktir uchyate, where he has described that yatra raga navoptatat, pravritir upajayate, shasane naiva shastrasya Vaidhi Bhaktir upajayate, that bhakti which is devoid of rag. That bhakti which is devoid of rag and which is governed by the disciplines of the shastra. Shashane naiva shastrasya sa vaidhi bhakti ruchyate. This is vaidhi. And raganuga also he has described. What is that? There also he has described how the definition of raganuga bhakti in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Virajantim manuvyaktam rajavasi janadishu ragatmika anushrita yasa raganuguchyate, where he has described that Vrajavasi janadishu ragatmika anushrita yasa raganuguchyate rajanti manuvyaktam. This raganuga bhakti is that where there is this unquenchable thirst within the hearts of the Vrajavasis, this rag. And Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita also has described raganuga bhakti, ragatmika bhakti mukhya Vrajavasi jane tar bhakta anugata name, tar bhakta anugata raganuga name. Where it is described that this ragatmika bhakti mukhya Vrajavasi gane, that this ragatmika bhakti is especially found in the Vrajavasis, taranugat bhakti raganuga name, that this raganuga is that bhakti which follows under their guidance, he has described therein. And then we hear that again he has described all these other definitions of bhakti also, beginning with sadhan bhakti, kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya bhavasa sadhanat bidha nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakatyam hridi sadhyata, where again, Kaviraj Goswami has given the corresponding shloka. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Kabunai Shravanadi Siddha Chitte Karoye Udai. Again, the corresponding shloka Kaviraj Goswami has described. Why? Because he is the innermost sanstapak. He has established the innermost heart's desire, Ashila Rupa Goswami, in his Chaitanya Charitamrita. Again, Bhav Bhakti also is described. Shuddha Shatpa Visheshatma Prema Shuryamcha Samyabak Uchibishchitta Mashina Ukrita Sabhavachyate. Again, Prema Bhakti has described Sarvata Dhanta Karina Sarvata Dhansa Rahitam Yadyapi Dhansa Karane Yadbhava Vandano Saprema Parikirtita. It is described that despite all obstacles being and still Prema doesn't break, that is Prema Bhakti. No. Samyan Maschinta Swanto, where he is described. Samyan Maschinta Swanto Bhavaiva Sandratma Saprema Bhaveva Saprema Nigatyate, where he's described there also that what is this prem? That this prem is the ultimate form of this condensed bliss, which is Bhav Bhakti itself in its most condensed form is prem. So Nisra, he has given the definitions for all these different stages of bhakti, beginning from sadhan, bhav, prem. And we see Srila Gurudev, in his explanation to this, yugaitam nimishena chakshusha pravarshitam shunyaitam jagat sarvam govinda virana hivirahe name. In this shloka, he has given what every stage of bhakti means, beginning from rati. Where he has said, what is rati? Rati is the beginning stage of preeti. And then he has described, what is prem? What is prem? Sarvata dhansa rahita yadyapi dhansa karana yadbhava vandana vuyo saprema parikirtita. Therein he has given an example, Gurudev again, where he has said that although Abhimanyu was killed by all the different warriors, and despite Subhadra knowing of this fact that without Krishna's sanction, Abhimanyu could have never been killed, still her prem for Krishna never slackened. It never decreased. It remained the same. And then again, after that, pranaya is described. Vashila Gurudev again. There he describes, what is this pranaya? He says, pranaya is this overwhelming feelings of intimacy, where one considers one's mind, body, intelligence and possessions to be the same as the mind, body, intelligence, possession as one's beloved. There again, and even though in the presence of Aishwarya Bhav, one's Vishramba Bhav is never slackened. Even though there's every reason for this bhav to be evoked within one's heart, it's never slackened. And Gurudev gives an example that when Lord Shiva, Brahma and everyone were offering so many stavstutis to Krishna, and Arjun Sakha, he had his left hand on Krishna's shoulder and he was just wiping the dust off. Krishna speak up further. He didn't even care for any of these prayers that Brahma and Shiva were offering. And then comes Maan. What is Maan? Maan is this stage of crooked prem. And how is that caused? By pranay kop. Pranay kop means this anger caused by the beloveds of Sri Krishna. And how is this pranay kop? What is the reason for this pranay kop to arise? Priyatta atishai bhav. Means this egoism or this mood of being Krishna's most beloved. So this mood among the gopis leads to pranay kop. And then what happens when this pranay kop arises within one's heart? This leads to bhav vaichitri and kautilya bhas. Bhav vaichitri means different forms of moods arise in man, followed by kautilya bhas, means so much crooked behavior. And even though the lovers are together, they want to embrace each other, they want to speak to each other, they want to sing and dance with each other, they cannot, even in the direct presence of each other. This is man. And then comes sneha. So sneha, Gurudev has given an example of vatsalya prem. Therein he has described what are the symptoms of sneha. The symptoms of sneha is that one sees one's object of love and affection continuously sheds tears. Continuously sheds tears, and one always feels that always having shed tears, one always feels something harmful might happen to one's beloved. Although one's beloved is most competent to avoid whatever harm might come upon him. Like we see, when Mother Yashoda arrived at Kurukshetra to have the darshan of Krishna, there was one devotee who saw Mother Yashoda weeping. And this devotee told Mother Yashoda that when you are weeping, it seems your breast milk is combining with the tears flowing from your eyes, which has kajal around your eyes. No. So this kajal around your eyes and tears are flowing. And these tears mixing with the kajal is like Yamuna. And this breast milk is like the Ganga. So the Ganga and Yamuna are mixing in your stomach, which is like Prayag. And despite bathing in this Prayag, you only desire to see a sun, this devotee told Mother Yashoda. Which means everyone desires to bathe in Prayag to have darshan of Bhagwan. But here we see Mother Yashoda only wants to see her son. This is sneha. Only wants to see one's object of love and affection again and again. And then there is rag. What is rag? Rag is this. Rag means that even though during meeting there's cause of great distress, this cause of great distress becomes source of great happiness. Like once Dalita, she saw Srimati Radhika standing on Giriraj. And she told one of her sakis, look, Srimati Radhika standing there on Giriraj, Talhati of Giriraj, the valley of Giriraj is very uneven and very rugged. And the stones are very sharp and they're like burning pieces of coal. But still Srimati Radhika is standing on these burning pieces of coal and she doesn't seem to feel any distress. Rather, it seems she's standing on a bed of lotus petals. This is rag. Even a source of great distress becomes a great source of happiness if it gives one the opportunity to meet Krishna. And then comes anurag. Anurag means this rag is experienced in newer and newer ways. For example, when Srimati Radhika sees Krishna, she tells Lalita that, oh Lalita, although I've seen Krishna so many times, Every time I see him, I see that his sweetness is unprecedented, unparalleled. It seems my eyes cannot even partially relish a particle of that splendor emanating from just a portion of his limbs, she says. And then again, Srimati Radhika tells Lalita, "Oh Lalita, who is that black boy who has the name Krishna?" These two syllables, Krish and Na, when they enter my ears, seems I go crazy. I go mad. So Lalita says, "Oh Ragande," means, "Oh you blinded by Rag. Oh Mohite, oh you who is bewildered. Don't you realize that you always play on his chest and I have myself offered you into his hands?" And Srimati Radhika says, "Oh Krishodhari, oh thin-waisted one. What you're saying is true, but still this is the nature of Prem. Yet although you've offered me into his hands, still he appears to me in newer and newer ways. And Anurag has four symptoms. What are they? Paraspar-varshi Atishay Bhav. Means the Nayak and Nayika, they control each other by love and affection. Like once Radha and Krishna, they met. And Kundalata, she saw Radha and Krishna meeting on the way. There Kundalata said that, "Oh Krishna, you're like a mad elephant bound by the chain of Srimati Radhika's Anurag. And Radhika, the deer of your heart, is bound by the chain of Krishna's prem." And they say both of you are trying to control each other. This is Paraspar-varshi Atishay Bhav. And then comes Prem Vaichitya, which means that in Krishna's presence, one becomes so much absorbed in Krishna's sweetness, in his qualities, like how he sings, dances, his expertise in loving affairs, his clever speech, that one forgets the presence of Krishna himself. And in the presence of Krishna, one forgets the sweetness of his qualities. And this is what happened in Prem Sarovar. When Srimati Radhika was lying down in Krishna's lap, she became so much absorbed in the sweetness of Krishna's qualities that she forgot that Krishna was directly present there. And then when she realized that after experiencing the sweetness of Krishna's qualities, she saw that Krishna was there and she didn't realize she was so absorbed in his qualities, then she didn't even realize she was sleeping on his very lap. This is Prem Vaichitya. And then there is Aprani Janma Lalasa. Apranini Api Janma Lalasa, which means when Srimati Radhika listens to Krishna's flute, she tells the Sakis, "I want to take birth as Krishna's flute," she says. And then there is Vipralambe Vispurti, the fourth symptom of Anurag. What is Vipralambe Vispurti? Which means Srimati Radhika, in separation from Krishna, she has this spurti of Krishna everywhere, in all directions. Once one person was going to Mathura and Lalita, she told one person who was going to Mathura, that, "Oh Prabhu, you're going to Mathura, you tell Krishna that he can go anywhere he feels like. Mathura, Dwaraka, no one cares. But why is he appearing in all four directions to my Sakhi, Srimati Radhika? And he appears and he disappears. And in this way, my Srimati Radhika is suffering so much. So please tell Krishna to leave, to not come back here." And then after Anurag, there's Mahabhav. And Mahabhav is what? Mahabhav is characterized by Kshanakalpatva and Kalpashanatva. Kshanakalpatva means one moment of separation from Krishna is like one Kalpa. And Kalpakshanatva means one millennium. Meeting with Krishna for one millennium becomes 1 second. Kshana Kalpakshanatva. And then especially, Mahabhav is characterized by three symptoms. So Samvedya Dasha, Prakashita, and Yavad Ashraya Vritti. This is short, I'm ending with this. What is Sasamvedya Dasha? Sasamvedya Dasha means that Krishna himself is experienced in newer and newer ways, and this Anurag itself is experienced in newer and newer ways. Sasamvedya Dasha is characterized by three features: Bhav Swarup, Karan Swarup, and Karma Swarup. So Bhav Swarup is the act of tasting Krishna himself, the experience of tasting Krishna. Karan Swarup is the cause of tasting Krishna. And Karma Swarup is Krishna and Anurag itself. And Bhav Swarup is felt by the Halladini aspect of Krishna's Anurag, by this aspect of ecstasy. And Karan Swarup is felt by the Samvit aspect of Krishna's Anurag. And then Karma Swarup is a combination of the Halladini and Samvit aspect of Anurag. In this way, as Anurag reaches greater and greater stages, Prem for Krishna also reaches greater and greater stages. And this leads to Prakashita. Prakashita means all the eight Ashtasattvic Bhavs, they manifest in this Maha Uddipta, this highest form of ecstasy in all the limbs of his associates, especially Srimati Radhika. And then there is Yavad Ashraya Vritti. What is Yavad Ashraya Vritti? That those particular people, those particular associates or devotees, regardless of their qualification, the feelings of Prem that Srimati Radhika and Krishna experience within each other, it is also reflected within their hearts. Like the sun, the heat from the sun is felt by every particular object according to its qualification. Similarly, the coolness of the moon is also felt by every particular recipient according to his qualification. Similarly, the prem between Radha and Krishna is received by every particular recipient according to his or her own qualification. And in this way, Yavadashravritti also has a second meaning, which means, again, it is a symptom of rag, which means the gopis are ready to give up even their chastity, which is to give up one's chastity is a cause of great distress for every lady. But a gopi is ready to give up even one's chastity just for the sake of meeting Krishna. This is prem in this way. Like Gurudev, while concluding this explanation on the seventh shloka, Sikshashtakam, then he says, he quotes one shloka from Ujjwal Neelamani. And he says, there Rupa Goswami says, Shri Radhaya Bhava Chitta Januni Svedair Vilapya Kramat. Where he says, Shri Radhaya Bhava Chitta Januni means, there Shri Radhaya Bhavaya means, automatically there is prem. Why? Radha and Krishna together in Parakya Bhava. So despite every chance of their love being broken, still they're together. And Chitta Januni Svedai Vilapya Kramat means, Svedair means automatically their hearts are melting in ecstasy. So this is Sneha. Then he goes on to say, Adri Nikunja Kandare Pate Nirbhuta Nirduta Beda Brahman. Which he says, Nirduta Beda Brahman means there is no duality between Radha and Krishna. So this is Pranay. Then he says, Chitraya Swayam Anaranjayat Iha Brahmanda Harmyodare Bhuyabhir Bhuyabhir Navaraga Ingulai Bhuir Shringara Karakuti. Where he says, Shringara Karakuti is this Thai Bhava of Shringaras, which is Preeti itself. And then this Navaraga Hingula Barai is Anurag, which is being expressed in newer and newer ways. And here, Iha Brahmanda Hamyodare means whoever is present in this world, they're relishing all these sentiments of prem. This is Yavadashraya Vritti. So in this way, all the symptoms of prem, beginning from Shraddha until Madanakya Mahabhav, have been described by Srila Rupa Goswami. How merciful he is. Is there anyone who can be like him? Beginning from the most fallen conditioned soul, he has given the qualification to achieve Madanakya Mahabhav. And this has especially been told by our Gurudev. Ancha Kalpataru Vishya Kripasanu Vivcha Vithanam Bhavibhyo Vishnibhyo Namo.
Om Jnanatimirandasya Gnanangana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. Vancha Galpatrupyastra Kipasindu Bhevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my Sastangananda Vatpanam, thousands of times Lotus Feet of Shri Paramaradatam, Guru Pada Padmam, Vishnu Pada Sotara Shri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev. Secondly, I offer my Sastangananda Vatpanam, thousands of times Lotus Feet of my Shri Rupanuga Gauriya Guru Varga. I offer my Sastangananda Vatpanam and all the symbol Vaishnavs and Vaishnavis. Today is the most auspicious disappearance day of Srila Rupa Goswami Pad. Here's the, you can say, the life and soul of all Gaudiya Vaishnavas coming in this Rupanuga Dhara, this line. Because we are all footsteps followers of Srila Rupa Goswami Pad. One time, Srila Gurudev asked Param Gurudev, I want to become the disciple of Srila Rupa Goswami. And Param Gurudev embraced Gurudev and said, oh, very good, very good. Yes, we must become his disciple. So, that connection, we are eternal followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we are followers of Srila Rupa Goswami. This Rupanuga line is coming from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is so important about Srila Rupa Goswami? Why we are saying, claiming to become his followers? Because it is described by Narottam Das Thakur that Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam. The real heart of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was revealed by Srila Rupa Goswami. If it wasn't for Rupa Goswami, we would really not understand who is Mahaprabhu. What is Mahaprabhu's mood? What is in his heart? No one would understand. It is Rupa Goswami who revealed to the world the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In other words, all of Mahaprabhu's manobhishta, all his internal desires, that is what Mahaprabhu desired to establish his rag marg bhakti loke korite prasan. Prem ras niryas korite asvadan. Rag marg bhakti loke korite charan. He wanted to establish this, bestow that thing which had not been given for a very long time. Anarpita charim chirat prem. What is that? Unnata ujjala rasam swa bhaktishyam. The position of becoming Srimati Radhika's maid servant. This is the type of prem that Mahaprabhu wanted to distribute. And there's no higher position for the jiva than to attain this position of becoming a maid servant of Radha and Krishna. Those who claim, I want to become Lalita, I want to become Vishakha, I am this gopi, that gopi, this is all angraho pasana. It is like Mayavad. You're trying to become the object of your worship. But we don't want to become the object of our worship, we want to become the servant of the gopis. Gopi bartu pada kamalayo dasa das anudasaha. We want to become the servant of the servant of the servant of that Sri Krishna who is controlled by the love of the gopis. We don't want to go on their head, like the shoes want to come on their head. No. We want to remain at the feet. We want to remain that servant. King Kari. King Kari means what? Kim means what? Kari, what to do? What should I do now? What service should the kinkaris of Radhika, they're always thinking, what service will I do now? Where I'll go? How will I serve? This mood of service, this prem seva, in the mood of this kinkaris of Radhika, this is what Mahaprabhu came to give. And his Rupa Goswami, through his writings, he established the glories of this. He established this rag marg bhakti loke korite pachan. He fulfilled Mahaprabhu's desire, revealed to the world what is hidden in Mahaprabhu's heart. And he is known as Abhideya Acharya. So Abhideya means the process by which the prayojan, Krishna Prem prayojan, is achieved. And Sambandha is the intermediate relationship between Bhagavan, Maya and Jiva. So Rupa Goswami Pad is he who showed us the process, the means, how we can actually achieve that Anarpita Charimchit Prem. Not only did he describe about it, but he's so merciful that he showed us how we can also achieve it. It's one thing to glorify something, but if it cannot be distributed, then what is the use? So Mahaprabhu had a desire to distribute this prem. And it is through Rupa Goswami, through the Goswamis, that he distributed all these things. Foremost, Srila Rupa Goswami. Mahaprabhu empowered Rupa Goswami three times. First, at Ramkeli Gram, when Rupa and Sanat, he met them there, Mahaprabhu empowered him that time. Second time, he empowered him in Prayag. For 2 weeks, he spoke Rup Siksha. And he empowered Rupa Goswami at that time. He took one drop of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the ocean of Bhakti Ras, and gave it to Rupa Goswami Pad. Mahaprabhu said, this one drop is, I'm unable to even taste this one drop fully. What to speak of the whole ocean? And Rupa Goswami, taking that one drop, he composed Bhakti Rasamita Sindhu, Ujula Neelamani, Lalit Madhav, Vidhagda Madhav, Hangsa Dut, Dankeli, Komadi, Stavavali, all these, Stavamala, all these books he compiled, everything, just from this one drop of mercy that Mahaprabhu had given him. And the third time that Mahaprabhu empowered him was in Puri. At that time when he recited this verse, Haridasta, from his Natak, Vidagdama, Lalit Madhav, Vidagdama, there this Tunde, Tunda, Avani, Vitane, Tunda, Avani, Labdai, Karna, Kroda, Karambani, Katade, Karna, Buddha, Vyaspiam, Cheta, Prangana, Sangani, Vijayate, Sarvendi, Anukati, No, Jane, Janita, Kiabdi, Amrita, Krishneti, Varna, Dvayi. That what nectar is in the two syllables, Krishna? When I chant this holy name, Krishna, these two syllables, I desire to have millions of tongues. And when I hear these two syllables, I desire to have millions of ears. And when these two syllables enter into my heart, they go there and then they completely stun me, making me completely absorbed. What nectar is contained in these two syllables, I do not know. When Mahaprabhu heard this thing, he began dancing. Haridas Thakur began dancing, Advaita Acharya, Nityanandabhu, everyone went mad. They never heard such sweet glories of the holy name. And Rupa Goswami, he wrote many verses like this, beautiful verses. And Mahaprabhu, then he asked all his associates, Nityanandapu, Advaita Acharya, Shivas Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit, all Pancha Tattva, Haridas Thakur, everyone, he said, please bless this boy. Please empower him. So Rupa Goswami was empowered 3 times. And this way, he began writing and fulfilling all of Mahaprabhu's desire, revealing to the world all these things. Like we heard during Rath Yatra Prasanga, Mahaprabhu's, in what mood is Mahaprabhu performing Rath Yatra? This is only Rupa Goswami revealed these things. Swarup Damodara Goswami knew, but it was Rupa Goswami who wrote this verse. And when Mahaprabhu found it, then he became so happy, so pleased. So how did you know my heart? When Mahaprabhu read his invocation verse to Vidagna Madhav, this Anarpita Chirimchira Kuruna Yavatirna Bro, Mahaprabhu externally, he was upset. Oh, you have taken like a beautiful pot of kheer, but then you have put one drop of, you put sand inside the kheer, or you put one drop of alcohol or something, then it becomes completely spoiled. Why you have mentioned that? In the end, he says that Anarpita Chirimchira Kuruna Yavatirna Karo Samarpayatam Unnata Ujala Rasam Swa Bhakti Siyam Haripurada Sundari Jati Kanasandipita Sprutu Va Satchinandana. Why you have mentioned Satchinandana? Mahaprabhu externally he was unhappy, but internally Mahaprabhu was pleased. Why? Because Rupa Goswami is revealing the inner desires, why Mahaprabhu is coming to this world. And in this way, Rupa Goswami, through his writings, in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he has extensively explained from Shanta to Vatsalya Ras, and then he has summarized Madhura Ras short. But then, why? Because Madhura Ras is such a deep topic, it would need its own book. And then to describe Madhura Ras in full, he wrote Ujjwala Nilamani. And through all these writings, Rupa Goswami then explained and established through Praman, through different scriptural references, the glories of Braj Bhakti, this Parakiya Bhav, this mood that is prevalent all over Braj. People, they had a mood of contempt. Oh, what is this Radha Krishna? This, why, like we heard on Baladev, on this Baladev Vidyavasan Disappearance Day, how in the Ramanandi Vaishnavas, they took Radhika away from Krishna. They could not understand why Radhika is not married to Krishna, then how they can be worshipped together. What is this? It is better to be married Rukmini and Dwarkadish. This is the conception. But in this world, everything is opposite. The highest mood in the spiritual world is the topmost pure thing. But here it is a perverted reflection. It is opposite. The highest mood there is the lowest mood there. Here it is debauchery, but there it is pure and pristine. And therefore, through scriptural references, Rupa Goswami established the purity and the beauty of this Parakiya Bhav through his writings. How it is Krishna and Radhika, they are Shakti. Shakti, Shakti, Maturabhaya. They are one. They are one Sarup. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Hiladini Shakti Rasmat Ekatmana Bhuvipura Deha Bedam Gutoto Chaitanya Akyam Prakata Aduna Tadvayam Chaikyam Aptam Radha Bhava Juti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Sarupam. The absolute truth is one, but they have taken two forms for the purpose of experiencing Prem, Ras, relishing Ras. And now they again have united as Sachinanda Gaura Hari. Krishna is Radha Bhava Juti Suvalitam. He is Krishna Sarup, which is covered with the mood of, internally with the mood of Radhika, covered with her complexion. So much praman he gave. This, in Gopi Gita, there it is said that Patisu Tanvaya Bhatri Bandavam, and many other places, he has referred to this Parakiya Bhav through the 10th canto in the Bhagavatam, showing the purity of this mood. How Radha and Krishna, they are one, actually one Sarup. Gurudev gives example, if you are to massage yourself in public, there is no fault. How can you find fault? Therefore, all these surups, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pati Bhavita Avisthabirya Eva Nija Rupataya Kalavi Ananda Chinmaya Sarujvala Vigrahasa Govinda Mahari Purushanta Mahang Bhajami. All these Shaktis, they are manifest from Krishna himself. They are his own person, Nija Shakti, his own personal potencies. They are not different from him. Therefore, the other day the Vaishnavas were saying this example, that if you go to another country, wherever you, in your own hometown, in your own village, everyone knows you are married to your wife. But when you go with your wife traveling to another country, there's no need for you to go there and prove to everyone that you are married. that is not necessary because you already married, were lawfully wed. So Krishna, these are his eternal shaktis, and therefore he is eternally connected to his potencies with Radhika and all the gopis, and their love is eternal. It is pure and pristine. But people, they find fault. They say, oh, Radhika is not married, Krishna is not married, then how they can be meeting? But there's no need. They are eternally together. So through so many pramans and logics and beautiful writings, Rupa Goswami has established the glories of this Braj Ras. And not only that, he has shown us also, like you said, the process to understand and achieve from Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kiya, Anarthi Nivitti, Nishta, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, Prem, Sneha, Pranaya, Man, Rag, Anubhag, Bhav, Mahabhav, Ruda, Ari Ruda, Moda, Moha, Madan, all these stages he has explained. What is Sadhan Bhakti? How Uttama Bhakti is three categories: Sadhan Bhakti, Bhav Bhakti, Prema Bhakti. All the, like we've been hearing, all the definitions of Prem, definition of Sadak, definition of Sadhan, definition of Rati, and what is greed? Vaidhi Bhakti, Raganuga Bhakti, the Adhikara for Vaidhi Bhakti, Adhikara for Raganuga Bhakti. So many, everything, there's nothing that he has not left. There's no leaf he has left unturned. Everything he has defined and written in definitions. And therefore, even other acharyas and other vaishnavas from other sampradayas, they refer to Rupa Goswami's books in their own writings. Therefore, Rupa Goswami's, his contribution and his glories are unlimited. And we are eternally indebted to Srila Guru Padma that in these modern times, in our present age, he has explained these things. If it wasn't for Srila Guru Padma, all of these things would have become lost forever. It is only Srila Gurudev that has explained these things. And those and the Vaishnavas who are following in Srila Gurudev's line, they are continuing and these things are being explained. Otherwise, it would definitely have become lost. Therefore, we can understand from Srila Rupa Goswami to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur to Bhaktivinoda Thakur to our Srila Gurudev, this dhara is flowing so strongly. And today we are able to hear about these things and we are able to meditate on these things and try to pray and beg for one drop of mercy.
ॐ अज्ञान्ति मिरन्दस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितां येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्दस्य द्वैतगदाधर शिवसदिगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. First of all, I offer my Sasang Dandavat pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev. Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj, Twarupanuga Guru Varga, and all assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. This month of Shravan is highlighted in this festival of this Julan Yatra, and especially this appearance day of Srila Rupa Goswami. Actually, not just Rupa Goswami, but also Gauridas Pandit. It's interesting that on this day, both these great personalities, leader of the Manjaris and leader of the Priyanarmasakas, both they disappeared on this day. So, but especially for us, then we focus more on like glories of Rupa Goswami, because we know how. And also it's just by mercy of Srila Gurudev. And then we're appreciating all these things. Already this morning, I spoke like more than an hour. Even with that time, so little has been spoken. And we can see those who have heard Srila Gurudev, then they will feel like this. And it's like every day you can speak about Rupa Goswami and it's like never enough. Because like you have so much appreciation. And I know those who have read Srila Gurudev's book, then they can understand these things. Like, oh, it's not enough. Therefore, I don't want to waste this time. Like, and I know so much things Prabhuji can speak about, like Rupa Goswami. So, anyway, if not for Srila Gurudev, and this is my only point, is if not for Srila Gurudev, me and many like young generations would not have been like appreciative of the glory of Rupa Goswami. More than that, the glories of the previous acharyas, and what that is, they are all Rupanugas. And really, if not for Rupa Goswami, what is there to learn, really? He has been glorified, Priya Swarupi. And we know everybody loves Rupa Goswami from top to bottom. Radha, Krishna, Mahaprabhu, all the servants of Radha and Krishna, all the servants of Mahaprabhu, they love Rupa Goswami. Therefore, he's the very personality of Priya, what is dear. And we can see he's the object of mercy, meaning object of affection, object of... that's why we call it Daita. Daita means from the word Daya. So he's Daita Swarup. So the Rupa Goswami is the embodiment of being given like mercy. And we know Mahaprabhu, he said Mahaprabhu empowered Rupa Goswami. With what? His Karunya Shakti. And really, what is that Shakti? Meaning, it's not like Rupa Goswami doesn't know anything and Mahaprabhu empowered him and he knows and then he's teaching. Actually, Rupa Goswami, he's Rupa Manjari, he knows everything. So Mahaprabhu actually empowered him so he has all the strength to reveal this to this world without being like so much affected by his mood of separation. If Sukadev Goswami cannot speak about even the name of Radharani because he will collapse for 6 months. Rupa Goswami has mentioned more than like the names of Radha and all these things. And that is because he's empowered by Mahaprabhu that he will not faint. He can withstand all these things. So, Daita Swarupi, Prema Swarupi. We would not even understand Prem if not for Rupa Goswami. And we know it's been described. Nijanurupe, no, Sahajabirupe. Sahajabirupe means naturally beautiful. Someone who has love or prem is very beautiful. Radharani is the most beautiful. The very embodiment of the form of Radha is Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari. Therefore, she's so beautiful, naturally beautiful. Nija Anurupe. Nija meaning the own group, the very follower of that own group. In the very own group of Shrimati Radharani, in the very own group of Mahaprabhu, you cannot really say the true follower of Mahaprabhu if you're not following Rupa Goswami. Why? We know Rupa Goswami established the innermost heart's desire of Mahaprabhu in this world. So he's Nija Anurupe. Then Nija Anurupe, Prabhur Ekarupe. There's only one Rupa of the Prabhu of Mahaprabhu. There's only one Rupa Goswami. There's no other two. Nobody equal to Rupa Goswami. And in a way, some devotees, they said, therefore, he's none different from Mahaprabhu. Then, Tatana Rupe. Tatana means explained. Actually, everything is explained. All explanations is embodied in the form of Rupa Goswami. But that's not enough. Because you can explain. And actually, if someone follows Rupa Goswami and study his book and realize it, they can explain. But that's not enough. The fulfillment is actually when you enter into the pastimes. And therefore, Rupa Goswami is Swabilasa Rupe. He's the embodiment of this Swabilas, of the most intimate pastimes of Sri Radha and Krishna. He's there as Rupa Manjari. So, and Rupa Goswami is the... By Rupa Goswami, then you can also understand and enter into the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why he's glorified in this way. So, by mercy of our Gurudev, our Guru Varga, then we're appreciating all these things. And especially on this time, then all these discussions are there. We know Srila Gurudev, he pioneered this festival for Rupa Goswami. And in this way, not just his followers, but even other Sampradaya, then they can express their appreciation of Rupa Goswami and showing like, look how great Rupa Goswami is. Appreciating that our Sampradaya is in this line of Rupa Goswami. So we pray unto Srila Gurudeva and Vaishnavas that fully we can learn and embody all these teachings and really realize all this. Bancha Kalpata Ruvyasya Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Padita Namba Vishnu.
జ్ఞానతిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయ চক্ষুরুন্মীলিতং যেন তস্মৈ শ্রী গুরবে নমঃ। পঞ্চাকল্পতরুভ্যশ্চ কৃপাসিন্ধুভ্যৈব চ পতিতানাং পাবনেভ্যো বৈষ্ণবেভ্যো নমো নমঃ। তং মহাবদন্নায় কৃষ্ণ প্রেম প্রদায়তে কৃষ্ণায় কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য নাম্নে গৌরতিষে নমঃ। জয় রূপ সনাতন ভট্ট রঘুনাথ শ্রীজীবী গোপাল ভট্ট দাস রঘুনাথ এছাই গোসাই করি চরণবন্দন যাওয়েতে বিঘ্ননাশ অভীষ্ট পুরন। জয় শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য দয়াল প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শিবাসাদি শ্রী গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ বল হরি কৃষ্ণ 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 হরি হরি হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে। বল শ্রী গুরুজি মহারাজ কি জয়, গুরু পরম্পরা কি জয়, অনন্ত অনন্ত কোটি বৈষ্ণববৃন্দ কি জয়, সপার্ষদ গৌর হরি কি জয়, গৌর নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু কি জয়, জগন্নাথ বলদেব সুভদ্রা সুদর্শন জীব কি জয়, ভক্ত বিঘ্ন বিনাশন কারণী সিংহদেব কি জয়, ভক্তরাজ প্রহ্লাদ মহারাজ কি জয়, সর্বাভীষ্ট প্রদাতা গিরিরাজ গোবর্ধন জীব কি জয়, গোবিন্দ গোপীনাথ মদনমোহন জীব কি জয়, ব্রজমণ্ডল ধাম কি জয়, ব্রজবাসী ভক্তবৃন্দ কি জয়, ব্রজেশ্বরী মধেশ্বরী প্রণেশ্বরী শ্রীমতী রাধারানী কি জয়, ব্রজদেবীগণ কি জয়, জয় শিল রূপ গোস্বাম প্রভু গরিদাস পণ্ডিত তিরুভাব তিথি মহামহোৎসব কি জয়, রাধা কৃষ্ণের ঝুলন যাত্রা মহামহোৎসব কি জয়, চাতুর্মাস্য ব্রত কি জয়, বৃন্দাবন ধাম কি জয়, সমবেত গৌরভক্তবৃন্দ কি জয়, গৌর প্রেমানন্দে। এভরিবডি নো দি চাতুর্মাস্য টাইম Krishna is entire in this Vrindavan, 4 months resting for, before our hearing this Shayana Ekadashi's glories. He, where is resting? Bhakta Hridayasada Govinda Vishram, Govinda Kahenamo Vaishnaparan. He, looking this world is resting for no room, no place. Therefore he is come at Vrindavan. Vrindavan, he is resting for very nice place. Bhakta, only he is Bhakta, not other. Ananya, Ananya Sintyantamam, Jejana Parjapasat. Ananya, no Ananya, only they have room for Krishna. Playing center, not only resting for also. Krishna telling Sadhavaridhyamayam Sadhunamridhyantam, মদন্যন্তে নজান্তিন নাম তেব মনাগোপি, টেলিং সাধুজ আর মাই হার্ট, আই এম সাধুজ হার্ট। তো কৃষ্ণ লুকিং মেনি মেনি হার্ট, মিলিয়ন ক্রোরস হার্ট, বাট অল হার্ট ইজ কন্টামিনেট, নট পসিবল দেয়ার ইজ রেস্টিং। দ্যাব ইজ কাম এট বৃন্দাবন লুকিং দাস্য রস, দে আর ভেরি বিজি অল টাইম সার্ভিং। হ্যাঁ, বাট Krishna says, I am resting, but they are very busy. They have condition, only service to service. Came Sakajniyar, very restless. After Krishna looking mothers, Vatsalya, they are also take care, maintenance for their desire. Krishna resting and sleeping, they are not happy. After Krishna came, where? Looking Brajdevi's for they are all time samadhi, sa samadhi, antardasa, samta bahyadasa, no, ardha bahyadasa, no, all time antardasa, they are not coming out. Eternally also they are serving Krishna, remembering Krishna and pleasing Krishna, and Krishna's happiness for they are doing everything. Another person has one third, half, quarter, but they are full of heart for Krishna. That place is Krishna resting, and they are looking. Before they are only manasa smaran, remembering, thinking, arranging Krishna's for all kunja kutir, all center, but Krishna now came and Krishna resting. Like small babies, mother world is doing, you know, arranging swinging seats. Western country, India, non difference. They are also swinging seats, but different types. Money, they are no need creeper and chain. You sitting in wheelchair, also chair is running. There is shaking. Also, many, many types of Vrajamandal, only rope, yeah, creepers, there is seats, there sitting good smell, flower, but Western country not good flower smell. They give only spray. Vrindavan is natural, not artificial. So here Krishna came, their heart. Now Devara is taking in Krishna and swinging seat is they sitting, swinging, heart is Krishna, also Krishna is swinging. Krishna very happy, very sweet. You know, many babies are not sleeping. Then what doing, you know? This washing machine on top, giving their seat. This are machine running, and they are shaking, they are sleeping. So resting for many best, somebody going by car, taking babies, and car is running, then babies are resting, sleeping. So Krishna like restless. Krishna is resting for no room, but Krishna come at Vrindavan. Shravanara dhara akhi parishoy. Bhaktam Thakur writing. This Shravan man, not raining only, eyes to tears is dropping. How can I am serving and playing, pleasing Krishna? Now you are look, Srila Jiva Goswami Prabhu, he is giving Rupa Goswami's identity. He is saying they are Karnataka Brahman. Karnataka, they are this place and the Brahmin families. That too they came Bengal. Own self know why king is qualified, all Brahmin scholars they invite him. Helping for not only giving with them good advice, instruction, doing job, tap, yajna. So South India, Vaikunthapuram, they are too calling. Then Bharadwaj Gotra, they come. And then after all giving paramparas name, who is first king, after who is son, who is son, who is son, after they staying in Bakla Chandradeep. There this Amar Santosh and Anupam, three brothers, there is appears. That time Muslim king Hussain Shah Badshah. But he like qualified, brilliant scholar. He has also respect for them. He know anybody doing tapasya austerity, there has power. And restless persons, they have nothing. They everything destroying, wasting. So now he is watching, looking, but cannot find him. One day, his capital, this Ramkeli, there he is making one big tower minar. And after minar is complete, that time he is gone watching Parvati, his general. He is gone on top of tower, looking, bah, very nice tower. There too, like his, very far he watching, looking, very nice view. Also any other country to coming, attacking. Yeah, many ship is, many big boat is going. Then he is attacking, all stealing. His dakait, dasyu. And forest, anybody coming, this. Now he's gone tower, he's very happy with this worker. Ask him, oh, you are nice working. Then he said, Maharaj, I know more than good to you. Good to this. Very angry. Why not you doing? Why you telling? No, anything telling. Pushing there to and fallen down and death. Then he is near general. Looking, Maharaj's face is red. And very anger fire. Tamasi people, Rajasi people, their firehouse. Now, say, general, you go. Just now, Bakla Chandradeep. You go now. Bas. Giving this order. Why going? Whose purpose going? But wait and little late, taking sword and killing. Tamasi people, like cobra, all-time fire, but not telling others. After general is quickly carried down, and with his one other soldiers, within horse, they cross and gone in Bakla Chandradeep. And morning to these two soldiers, armies, this side, only village is moving. Horse with his riding horse and driving horse, complete village. Villagers very scared. Oh, this Muslim came. Daytime looking, who is rich, which house is very attractive. Yeah, which houses, nice ladies, girls. They burning, killing, stealing. This is their nature. Then all are very scared. Villagers, they morning came, and morning to only start their journey, a tour, non-stop, but they are also crazy. What doing? Why come? They don't know. Maharaj sending, why sending? Going back, he's killing. Not going back, what doing? They are very tension. No eating, no drinking, they are also tired. They are thinking. All villagers came. Amar Santosh Niyar. Why? They're young. 16 to 19. Like young age. Oh, today last day. Why Muslims are came? All soldiers, armies. Now looking, watching. Evening, definitely burning everything, cutting and killing all. And stealing all. Then Amar and Santosh Singh, don't be worry. I am asking and talking with them, what they want. Believe for God, God is saving everybody. Then all are, there is silence. Then Rupa Goswami Prabhu, Mani, this Santosh and Amar, they are came in road, street, and looking, these soldiers are very fast coming, within horse, they stopping. Please, stop. They're stopping. They say, you are morning time came, very thirsty, very hungry, and very tired. Our village came. Okay, please come, my house. You take some rest, drink some water, eating some foods. Please come. They are surprised. Oh, this world like sweet, nobody talking. Nobody asking for water and food stuff. Sympathy for, nobody has sympathy, nobody pacify. They get down and come. they giving some water, some food stuff, and running fan, they sweating, tired, and then asking them, oh, you are came morning, completely village only, you doing your journey. What you needed? What? Which purpose you come? Say, all are also very disturbed. Maharaj gone tower and Maharaj is kicked out. Workers is die and Maharaj sending Bakla Chandradip. Which purpose not telling anything? Now going back, he's killing. He's without to work. And staying, then also he's sending other inquiry for. Then also catching and hold, killing, what doing. That's okay. Our village has very nice worker. These builders, they working very nice. I'm giving you 2 persons, incomplete, and Maharaj will very happy. They are completing and very nicely decorating and coming back. Say yes, this is true. Then giving 2 workers, workers is gone. Maharaj only restless, disturbed. I am sending them, not telling anything. Evening time they cannot come back. Where gone? What happened? But 2 workers with this came. And then Maharaj asking, how you know my heart? I need some good scholar worker. Incomplete, this is completing. Say, oh, all are has no brain. All are morning to evening only running. But after 2 boys, Amar and Santosh, they are very qualified scholar. They stopping us, giving food stuff, giving water, running fan, and asking very sweet, very good brain scholar. Also, more than like his heaven, all duties. Nice Brahmin boy. Maharaj say yes. Just now sending palanquin and bringing back them. Now came palanquin and villagers is all are is dialect. Oh, you are all are life and soul. The king is stealing you, making you Muslim and servant. Then nobody take care of us. All are finished. All are jumping and doing suicide. Then Amar Santosh say, no need. I am going, all are going. And within Maharaj and changing Maharaj, Maharaj never disturbing any Hindus, anybody not disturbing. Then they are gone. Maharaj very happy. Telling, you are my elder brother, Sanatan Goswami, meaning Santosh. And Amar, you are my private secretary. Today too, you take care of everything. My capital, ministry, all. But I am changing your name. Now Santosh name giving Sakar Mallik and Amar name giving Drabir Khas. Now both are in with Maharaj, but they have other bungalow. They are every day Bhagavatam class running, Kirtan running, and giving charity. All program is running. Maharaj not disturbed. Maharaj very happy. Why all Hindu speech? Nobody against. Nobody disturbed. All are coming and easily giving tax. And respecting Maharaj. And Rup Sanatan. That time, Sakar Mallik and Dabir Khas. Maharaj, very happy. After Mahaprabhu came, Mahaprabhu meeting. And after Mahaprabhu giving permission. Now, you come back, my near, and going Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu, why saying? Mahaprabhu telling Vyasadeva near is Narada is giving order. Vyasadeva very sad. Oh, then telling you not glorify Krishna, not explaining. But Vyasadeva, Samadhi Yoga it is, Bhakti Gana Samyak Praniti Amale. Purusham. Officer Purnam, Mayata Tapasitam. He is within dhyan, yoga, he is looking everything. After he is glorified all bhakta, after Krishna. ఎతజాంగ సకలపుంస కృష్ణస్తు భగవాన్ స్వయం ఎక్స్ప్లెయినింగ్ ఈజ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయినింగ్ దిస్ అనాది ఆది గోవింద సర్వకారణ కారణం మెనీ థింగ్స్ ఈజ్ టెలింగ్ బట్ ఓన్లీ గ్లోరిఫై కృష్ణ హీస్ దారకలీలా లాట్ ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయినింగ్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ నాట్ లిటిల్ మథురా లీలా బట్ బ్రజలీలా 10 years, 6 months they are also dasya sakya vatsalya after like nothing only little bit is explaining this rasilya ya chiran lila this venugit bhramar git jugal git raj git gopi git very short explaining mahaprabhu cannot happy maap se wo dhruva charitra prahlad charitra how much bigger bigger vritta chitraketu maharaj ambarish hundred stories but no anything about srimati radharani no other gopis mahaprabhu one day asking sivas pandit hey how is my advaita who is advaita say will be sukh and prahlad Mahaprabhu taking a stick and still look, beating and killing in you. What do you say? Baby, Sukh and Prahlad, are you making, telling equal with in Advaita? How are you telling? The same, Mahaprabhu saying, oh, Vyasadeva not explaining, not glorifying. He has no idea also. Why? He not Astra Vigraha. ఏ విషయ విగ్రహ విషయ విగ్రహ దే డోంట్ నో ఆశ్రయ విగ్రహ స్పెషాలిటీస్ మహాప్రభు హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ డోంట్ నో దాపై మహాప్రభు సే శ్రీరదాయ ప్రణయ మహిమా కీదృశ మహాప్రభు హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ ట్రేలింగ్ కి శ్రీరాధాయ ప్రణయ మహిమా కీదృశ బానహివా ఆశా దోజనాథ భూ మధురిమా కీదృశ బా మదీయ శకం చేశా మధునుభవత కీర్దిశ వ్యక్తిలో భాత్ తట్ భావాడ్య శచిగర్భ సింధు హరిందు తద్భావ సమజని శచిగర్భ తో దిస్ థ్రీ థింగ్స్ ఫర్ మహాప్రభు అపియర్స్ బట్ హౌ మహాప్రభు ఫుల్ఫిల్లింగ్ నో గ్లోరిఫై శ్రీమతి అధరణి నో గ్లోరిఫై దిస్ ఆల్ సఖీజ్ అండ్ మంజూరీస్ దెన్ భాగవత్ ఈజ్ ఇన్కంప్లీట్ No Bhagavat. Bhagavat has two things. Bhakta Bhagavat and Granta Bhagavat. Therefore, Sanatana Goswami writing this Brihat Bhagavatamritam. There he is explaining all Brajalila, Brajagopis, Manjaris. But Rupa Goswami for Mahaprabhu giving Prayagraj this permission and order and instruction. Therefore, Bhakta Samita Sindhu Ujjalinmani. Any grantha, any books is your starting, Lalit Madhav, Vidyagata Madhav, Hansadur, any book, grantha, Goswamis, they are all glorify this real Bhagavatam. Who is Mahat, Mahan, great, only Brajdevis. Without Brajdevis, others has not everything, something. Therefore, Sukhdev Goswami telling, Kathai Masti, I am telling all Bhagavatam, last is telling, 11th Gantu, last 12th Gantu, then telling, Kathai Masti, what I say, Bachar Vibhuti, Natu Paramattha. I am telling something good, not everything. Who is telling everything? Who is coming? Rupa Goswami came. Then Mahaprabhu giving instruction. Mahaprabhu has desire. Anarpita charing sirat karunabhaya tirna kalu. Samarvaitu unnata ujjala rasam sabakti stiyam. Unnata ujjala rasa sabakti. How giving? Who is giving? Who is bringing? So Mahaprabhu came, but Mahaprabhu's mood, Mahaprabhu's desire, Mahaprabhu's language, anything is not possible, everybody understanding and following, practicing. Therefore, Mahaprabhu giving instruction for Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari. You go. And you explaining, you writing, you glorifying, and you with parampara, dynasty, generation, forever, you distributing. This is Bhagavatam. Many person telling, Goswami is Grantha, not Bhagavatam. But there is real Bhagavatam. All Bhagavatam there. One Bhakti Rasa Shastra, one Bhakti Rasa Patra. The Bhakti Rasa Patra who? Without Bhakti Rasa Patra, only Shabda Brahma, half, a quarter. Yet, 1%, 2%, until 10%, but 90% is Bhakta Bhagavata. Bhakti Rasa Patra. Who is Rasa Patra? This Gopijar Manjurijar, Brajdevijar. They are Rasa Patra. Then no dryness. Everything is sweet and everything is right, proper. This Rasa Patra, Mahabhagavat, their glories is Bhagavatam. Other things, no complete Bhagavatam. So these gopis' glories, how, which way they serving continue Krishna? Which rasa unnato ujjal rasa vitis? This is bhakti sriyam, sreshtra bhakti, highest bhakti, yoga. Manmana bhava, madbhakta, madhyaji, mang namaskuru. These things is reality. Otherwise, all duplicity, all cheat. Look, Dhruva doing tapasya. After how many crores years is gone families? Any gopis for arranging Krishna family? They going back? Possible? Krishna telling, hey, midnight you come. Go back. No more here. Midnight, you're doing wrong, this and that. But possible Krishna sending them one step? One footstep? How they're giving answer? Very sweet, pleasing and pacifying Krishna. So this Bhakti Sriyam, pure Bhakti Yoga. This is only present is Prajnavi is near. These things is before, never, nobody explaining and glorifying. No any Shastra has. Therefore, Ujjalilmani, Bhakti Samitya Sindhu, Brihat Bhagavatamrita, Chakravarti Thakur taking essence. Brihat Bhagavatamrita Kana, Bhakti Samitya Sindhu Bindu, Ujjalilmani Kiran. Ray of Ujjalilmani. So, these things is our paramparas, Mahaprabhu's desire with this, Prabhu Goswami Manavishta, his giving and teaching. This is called Parokiya Rasa, highest object, highest matter. Other things, not lowest, but not is everything. Only little things. People like taking candy, so candy is not is fulfilling your fire. Hunger, fire, lot of, only candy chewing then not is enough. You are sometimes taking some popcorn. So then, possible maintaining you? So this is like popcorn and candy. Other story, historian, Bhagavatam, Ramayana, Gita, this is like this. But this is not real Bhagavatam. Real Bhagavatam glory is not explaining, then how coming real Bhagavatam? These things understanding, then is you are entering this Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Rasa. Therefore, Lokanath Das Goswami and Ratan Thakur praying. Kabai Lokanath More Sangalaya Jabe, Sirupair Padapadme More Samarpibe. Hanaki Hoibe More Dharma Sakigane, Anugata Narottame Koriben Sasane. No praying other things. When my Guru Maharaj taking and offering me Rupa Goswami's lotus feet. And also Rupa Goswami giving shelter, then all Sakhis Manjari Jar sustains me, purifying me, teaching me, making me correct and expert. Prahlad Maharaj for giving Sutal Lok. Big palace, big area. Gopis for telling you, taking one diamond and jewelry and gold and silver. See, who carrying this weight and stone pieces? Why I will be involved with this stone? I have a nice flower. Juti, Mallika, Beli, Chameli, Gandharaj, Rajanigandha. All flower. Flower shop which I am staying and I am using, then I will be shop. That things I am offering you. So there, how is culture? Nature, love. So Krishna, therefore, this 4 months is here, is present. 4 months of forever present. So Krishna looking, where is my resting place? Which center is my nice center? So this everything is without Mahaprabhu desire. Rupa Goswami not come and not explaining, then our this world not possible. This parokya, bhakti rasa, is distribution, not possible. They come, therefore all are rupanuga, all are lucky, not adharanuga. Rupa Goswami near took shelter, followers near took shelter, rupanugas, rupanugatya, then everything is easy. Then Mahabhagavat near, then bhakti rasa patra near. So today is Rupa Goswami disappears day, very special day. Why? Julan Jatra starting. Now swinging seats. Many kunjo. Sometimes I'm thinking, only one kunjo. Why? This is not good. One Julan not good. Where is kunjo? A nice Julan. Here one, there one. Rupa kunja, Rati kunja, Madananda kunja, Sananda Sukada kunja, Lavanga Ananda kunja, this Lalitananda kunja, how many? Everywhere swinging seats. Then Krishna, here swinging, there swinging, there swinging. All are house playing and dancing and happy, and they are arranging for Krishna's for sweet drinks. Like I am telling, like yesterday, mango juice is you taking, then understanding. But flower not juice. Flower smell is enough. So gopis are more than like sweet flowers. Krishna smelling, Krishna's near is dhanyati dhanya pavanana kridartha. Only air coming, then Krishna is satisfied and pleased. So then how will we like this? Then Krishna happy. Look at us. Krishna happy. Krishna very pleased. This is real Krishna Seva. Other artificial, this is like demonic policy. Heart is dirty. Outside is, I am giving this gold surgery, a plastic surgery, silver surgery. I am covering my everything. But Gorarami, Gorarami, Mukhabarile nahi chale. Goraachar, Gorar bichar loye tabe phal bhare. Bole kemne debe phaki, Gora dhare churi. So all our outside is externally saffron, shaving head, tilak, mala with this like is covering. But what is inside? How will be clean and pavitra? Who make us clean? So this bhakti rasa patra. They giving, they are near calm, they're not giving other things. They're not cheating. Therefore, our Sanatana Goswami explaining. Rupa Goswami, nothing explaining, only this. Bas, Singara also Singara highest, no this, Sakya, only Parakya. Without Parakya, nothing. So this Mahaprabhu Manavishta, this is Manavishta. This Seva, therefore Mahaprabhu saying, all are, will be Rupanuga. He is sending all our Vrindavan, Rupa Goswami is near, until Raghunath Das Goswami. Everybody came. Mahaprabhu very happy. Gopal Bhatta say, I am coming, you near? Say, no. You go Rupa's near. Raghunath Bhatta say, I am going, staying with you? Say, no. You go Rupa's near. why they are not going, no understanding anything. Never understanding bhakti. What is bhakti? All are had idea before, savanam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam, padasivanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasa sakya atmanivedanam. But sakya, after atmanivedan, what is meaning of atmanivedan? No explanation. Thing is surrender. I am surrender. This is not atmanivedan. My everything is not Krishna using, then not atmanivedan. Kayana vacha manusa. My A to Z, anything, everything is Krishna using, Krishna accepting. Then is atmanivedan. Otherwise my things is, I am offering only my so-called, I am offering, but my anything I am not, Krishna not accepting, but also I am not giving. I am giving everything, my house, my treasure, my locker, everything, but key is my near, gate is locked. So this is Krishna not accepting, then my everything is useless. Flower is blooming, then honey be going, honey collecting. Flower is die, but honey not die. So my lifetime, Krishna seva for not I am offering, Krishna not accepting, then how is life? Here only bhakti rasa, this is only manjari jar, gopi jar, they teaching. They arranging, then these things will be Krishna seva for property and Krishna accepting them. Then will be life is successful. So this is, therefore Rupa Goswami, Priya Swarupe, just hearing, Daita Swarupe, Prema Swarupe, Nijan Rupe, Sahajabi Rupe, Tatan Rupe, Sabila Swarupe. Anyway going, he's only explaining, glorifying this Vraj Devis. This is Mahaprabhu desire. Srimati Radharani is special, all qualities. How she is serving. So this all pray, like Vraj Bilastav, Govinda Lilamrita, Bilap Kusmanjali, this is not enough. Stav Mala, Stavavali, how is all Srimati Radharani's specialities. Then is complete Bhagavatam. So today is praying this Rupa Goswami is near. Life to life, not one life, million crore life anywhere, get bad. On karma with this, but not going any other way, not remembering and praying. No need other things, only this Rupanugatya, this Dain, any Acharya, any Guru, anybody present, they are near. Will be present and they teaching and learning, one day will be qualified, then Krishna accepting. Vancha kalpaturuhasya kripa sindhu bhayavacha paitanam. Dara. Silva Mandir Kodak.
Shri Rupa Manjari Pada Se Mora Sampada Se Mora Sampada Se Mora Bhajja Napuja Ma Se Mora Prana Dhana Se Mora Yabharana Abharana Sei Mora Jivane jivana. Sei mora rasa nidhe, sei mora vancha siddhi. Sei mora vancha siddhi, sei mora vedera dhara. Sei vrata, sei tapa, sei mora mantra japa. Sei mora mantra japa, sei mora dharma karama. Anukul have vidhi, sei pade hoibe siddhi. Sei pade hoibe siddhi, nirakhivo ei dui nayane. Sei rupa madhuri rasi prana kuvalaya shashi. Prana kuvalaya shashi prafulita have nishidine. Tuya darshanayahi garale jarala dehi. Chiradina tapita jivana. Prabhu kara daya deha more pada chaya. Chaya Prabhu Narottama Laila Sharana. Narottam Laila Sharana. Jaya Rupa Manjari, Jaya Rupa Goswami. Rupa Manjari, Jaya Rupa Goswami. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Bo. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Jai Shri Shri Guru Granth Sahib, Hari Shri Shri Apna Bhari Bhari Govinda Ji Ki Jai, Shri Panchatapa Ji Ki Jai. Jai Nityanam Vispar Paramahans Paribhaj Jastara Shishma Shila Bhaktivedanta Nanga Swamma Shila Gurudevi Ki Jain Tham Vispar Shishma Bhaktivedanta Swamma Shpapari Ki Jain Tham Vispar Shishma Shila Bhakti Prajnan Kesga Swamma Shparam Gurudevi Ki Jain Tham Vispar Shishma Shila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Shila Prabhupada Ki Jain Tham Vispar Mahabhagavat Shila Gokshara Spari Manj Ki Jai Sachinanda Bhaktivedanta Thakur Ki Jai Vaishnava Sabham Shri Jagannath Spari Manj Ki Jai Shri Rupa Nigravaya Ki Jai Shri Rupa Sanatan Bharavagana Shri Jiva Kapala Bharadasa Agra Sakya Swami Puyo Ki Jai Shri Rupa Goswami Thirabhav Mahamahotsava Ki Jai Shri Prem Se Gauja Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gaura Harshavasari Gaura Bhaktivinda Ki Jai Shri Navari Dham 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 Jagatpavi Dham Ki Jai Dhamma Shri Shimata Vardhavani Ki Jai Sachinanda Gaura Hari Ki Jai Lidva Shaka Asa Kavrinda Ki Jai Yogama Paramasa Dev Ki Jai Gavashama Dev Ki Jai Shri Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai Shri Tulsi Dev Maharana Vinda Devi Ki Jai Shri Chatamashavad Ki Jai Shri Bhaktivandav Dham Ki Jai Shri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai Ananda Gura Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Dhambasi Bhaktivinda Ki Jai Sama Veda Bhaktivinda Ki Jai Nitai Go Premanande Hari Hari Bo.
Jai Jai Nityananda Advaita.